Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Michelle Pepin, Product Manager for Humanware, and there's been a lot of confusion and perhaps some misinformation regarding the release of Oratio. So Michelle has reached out to us, and we're glad to talk to him today about Oratio and Humanware. So thank you for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk to you, to your public about Oratio for BlackBerry and this new screen reading devices that we've just released a week ago for BlackBerry smartphone devices.
Sure. So how has the initial release gone? How has the reception been from users?
Well, and I'll be really honest. I mean, the reception has been, it's been a lot of mixed emotion. Of course, when we're looking at a product like this, especially in the North American market, where BlackBerry smartphone has, and I think still a little bit, and I don't want to talk on behalf of RIM here, but still a little bit tagged towards the enterprise market more than individual. I know RIM is putting a lot of effort. They're putting some very nice devices, touchscreen devices, such as the Storm and the Storm 2, out for the individual market as well. When we're looking at Oratio for BlackBerry as a solution for BlackBerry devices to bring accessibility to BlackBerry devices for people with visual impairments, we're looking at BlackBerry devices with QWERTY keyboard interface only. We're not looking at any other type of device such as the Pearl, who has the SureType application or functionality, or the Storm, which is a touchscreen. So the QWERTY keyboard devices that we've been working with and trying to add support for Oratio for BlackBerry are more devices, in my personal opinion, tagged more to the enterprise market at this moment. So we on that front, I mean, if we're looking at corporation clients and government employees channels, that's been anticipating and looking forward to a solution for BlackBerry a screen reading solution for BlackBerry smartphone, I would say these people have been quite very happy and pleased with the release of Oratio. Although it's on only one device right now, and I know that's been a lot of talks as well as to why is it only on one device, and we'll get it definitely into that in a few minutes.
Sure.
But I do want to say that if looking at the enterprise market, and I'll be blunt and say that the first release of Oratio was probably aimed and tagged a little bit more to the enterprise market and not as much as the individual. And it's definitely something that we will be, constructing or laying the foundation with the first release and building to be able to provide a different solution, improving on the one we've got, but also providing solution for the individual market at the
Sure.
same time.
There's been a lot of talk about what Oratio can't do. So let me give you an opportunity to describe some of the things that Oratio can do, some of the features that are included.
Well, once again, the thing to understand here, and I appreciate that question, because the thing to understand is what Oratio is will allow a user to do, and not necessarily what it won't allow a user to do. What it will allow you to do, once again, I'll come back to what I just said about more of an enterprise market philosophy for the first release, is making sure that it will be able to manage, provide independence and productivity for the visually impaired users that are looking for to use a BlackBerry for that specific reason, such as applications such as the message, all the messaging, so whether it's email, SMS, and MMS, your contact, your calendar, being able to synchronize with your computer, so any while you're on the go, anything, any new contacts or any new schedule or appointment you make, you can use the smartphone, and you know that especially if you have an email set up through the business enterprise server from RIM, you know this will be automatically synchronized automatically with your Outlook on your computer. You don't necessarily need to connect or synchronize it through a USB cable to do so. Of course, email was very important. So the approach of how emails are being read, the level of information as you open up an email was very important for us. So I would say the application that we put most of our focus on was definitely business enterprise related. And as I said, email was one. Anything that comes, you know, that is gravitating around email, such as all the messaging, the contacts, your calendar, your all the different profile, the task, we wanted to make sure that these would be fully accessible by the time we launch Oratio. There is definitely a lot more application. Keep in mind that we've been saying since the beginning, our goal is to bring accessibility to the core application of the BlackBerry device. We never talked about third-party application right from the get-go. We've been talking about when you purchase a BlackBerry device, the core application that is provided with that device. Our goal is to have Oratio give accessibility to all of them. It's not something that we were able to do right from the get-go because, as I said, we needed to focus on some specific application, and the application that we focused on were more enterprise than individual oriented. And that's I'll grant you.
Sure. Well, you mentioned the email application as being one of the core focuses. I do notice in the manual the need to turn HTML email off at this point. What's the reasoning for that?
Well, that brings another issue as well, because that's part of the how we need to look. The market needs to look at Oratio for BlackBerry. I'll just take a step back here and explain a little bit more of the development background. What's been, you know, the behind the scene that nobody really has been able to see or get information on. You know that BlackBerry devices runs on Java, a Micro Edition platform. So it's nothing even remotely close to Windows CE platform or Symbian devices. So for us, and when I say us, it's the partnership between Humanware, Research in Motion, Code Factory, and I'll even include there the TTS provider as well, because for all of us, it was the first time that we were looking at using a Java ME platform and trying to bring accessibility to that platform. So for Code Factory and Humanware, we're starting, although Code Factory has all the experience with mobile speak, and we definitely leverage from that experience. But for them, it was, you know, it was like creating a screen reader from scratch, really starting at the base level. Same for us. Research in Motion never had a what's called an accessibility application to provide access to the control tree and within the core of the Java software, so that we could bring accessibility to it. And the screen reader, the TTS provider, which I should say, for them was the first time as well, creating a text-to-speech for a Java platform. So as you can see, there was a lot of different development steps that, as we were going forward and setting new goals and being able to reach some of those goals, we realized that there was a little bit more different on the development front than we had expected. And you know, that's part of the reason why we were sure as we were building and hitting milestone that we had announced this solution, and we did announce it very early on in the development phase, because we thought that we had pretty much control the development side. But we as I said, we realized and from all the different angles that it was a little bit more different than expected. It's been a learning experience, and for us, the way we want to introduce Oratio for BlackBerry, we want to introduce it as the first, and it is the first screen reader for BlackBerry devices running a Java and Micro Edition software platform. So in a way, it's like looking at mobile speak and talks when they were introduced 10 to 15 years ago. When the first time they got introduced, there was a lot of different application that was not supported. There was a little bit of fixes or partially supported application. Of course, with the experience we had from mobile speak, we can pretty much claim that Oratio, as the first solution on the market, is pretty much at par or even better than what talks and mobile speak would have been 15 years ago when it got introduced. But we definitely, the thing to for me that's important is not comparing one with the other, because as I said, if you're starting to look at a screen reader for BlackBerry to compare it with a Talks or a Mobile Speak, no, we're not in the same category. We're not at the same level. Where Mobile Speak is, the way I describe this, but Mobile Speak is finishing the second story house right now. We're just building the foundation of this screen reading devices. And that's a little bit out the angle I would want the public to look at this. We are definitely, all four companies that I've mentioned are definitely committed on providing more application and more support to BlackBerry application to more devices. Of course, as I said, this is a foundation, so we'll improve the one that's out there, and we will definitely add and design this for the enterprise and also for the individual market as we go forth. So there's some application that the individual market would want to see, would love to see, such as a web browser, such as instant messaging, media player. Whereas on the enterprise side, it's not something that is a priority or some application that it can actually use. And as I said, for us, that's the reason why we took that angle, saying what we have right now, we've been talking about this solution for and prepping the market for more than a year. So we need to be able to get to market with what we have, and what we have right now is a more of an enterprise solution than individual. And I'm not discrediting anything and anybody's comments on the individual market side as well. We will, and we are committed to provide a solution for these customers that are looking at BlackBerry as a smartphone device of choice for their daily activities and independence. And we want to be able to bring that solution as we go forward with the first release.
Sure. Let's talk about, you have alluded a couple of times to the support of more devices. And I know, obviously, people might have been expecting more devices to be supported with the initial release, or some people who actually had bought smartphones last year thinking they would be supported, and now it turns out they aren't. Obviously there are more devices on the horizon. Do you have any specifics that you can lay out at this point, or?
What I want to say here is the BlackBerry Curve 8520 smartphone, which is the one that we've released with, is a GSM based device. We are definitely committed and working right now on providing a CDMA solution. The solution that we're working with, I guess I'll name the device. I mean, but the thing is, I'm not making any commitment to this point.
Right.
The device is the one that we've announced earlier on, and we've been talking about the Curve 8520 and the Tour, the BlackBerry Tour, yes, 9630 smartphone, which is a CDMA-based device. And this is a device right now that we're focusing all of our development effort, to make sure that it will support Oratio in the same fashion that the Curve 8520 does right now. As to when that's going to get to the market, and this is where I can't make any commitment, because right now we're in the process of doing the last stage of the development to make sure that it is a viable solution on the Tour 9630. And so far the results are more than promising.
What about the 8520 for other carriers besides AT&T, or compatibility in Canada or other countries?
Okay, that's a totally different topic here. I just want to say that we are definitely committed on working with GSM and CDMA, and as RIM brings new devices to the market, we will definitely work on providing a support for Oratio on those devices as well. I'm not saying that we're going to be able to support all of them, but our goal is to try and support all the platform that RIM are bringing to market from the Curve 8520 going forward and not backward. That being said, if we're looking at the one that's currently available, and that's something that that's one of the issue I mentioned to you about, that I want to bring a correction here. When we say that we released it on the Curve 8520 from AT&T, the reason we mention AT&T, and we're not saying that AT&T is selling a software solution to their client. The reason why we needed to say AT&T is right now in the North American market, AT&T is the only carrier that supports the Curve 8520 with the proper code line and software built to support the TTS behind the Oratio for BlackBerry screen reader. All the other carriers that are supporting and offering the Curve 8520 does not have the proper code line at this moment. That's a software upgrade that RIM Research in Motion has made available for those carriers, but it's a business decision from the carriers only to decide if they're going to provide this update or this upgrade to all of their clients. And that's not something that HumanWare or even Research in Motion, we can try to influence it any way we can, but I don't think it's going to make much of an impact. It's up to the carrier to decide if it's something they want to do, they're going to do in the near future, or if they're waiting for some other upgrades to come and do a bundle or combining. And that's the reason why we had to point out and mention that AT&T was the only carrier that sells the Curve 8520 to support a ratio. As we there's two other carriers in Canada. There's one next week that will offer support. We'll have the proper built. We'll definitely be announcing it. And there's another one forthcoming in March as well in Canada. We hope by then to have a CDMA support device for the United States. So at least we'll have a GSM and CDMA choice as we're going forward into the development. But if we have, you know, like the T-Mobiles or even the Sprint or all the other carriers that will support either the 8520 or if the Tor 89630 is the other CDMA device of choice that that will support Oratio, it will be up to these carriers to have the proper code line and build to support the TTS behind Oratio for BlackBerry. Otherwise, once again, we'll have to just tag which phone carriers that clients can go to get their phone to install Oratio on.
Sure. There's been a lot of talk about the different interfaces to smartphones. Of course, Mobile Speak and Talks are both adding access to touchscreens. With the BlackBerry, you have created access to the trackball and trackpad. So why don't you give it a moment to describe to our listeners how that works?
Well, we didn't necessarily give accessibility to trackpad or the trackball. Basically, what we gave accessibility is for the information visually displayed on the device screen. The trackpad and the trackball is basically your one button does it all, as I like to call it, that allows you to move from one application to the next. So visually, BlackBerry device is the screen. If you're looking at the screen, the home screen or the application screen or the menu, what's called the application or menu screen, it's multiple icons. So you're moving from one icon to the next, and each icon is a different application, whether it's message, contact, or ratio for BlackBerry, your option, and so on. The trackball or trackpad allows you to move left, right, up, and down between those different applications. Once you're on a given application or the application that you're looking to go into, then you simply press that trackpad or trackball that takes you into the application, and then it becomes a vertical lift type of menu, and it's the same thing as you're scrolling up or down. And Oratio basically is just reading that all the different text feature or the visually displayed feature that's on the device screen. So for a sighted person like me working with a visually impaired employee using a BlackBerry, I can be sitting right next to him and know exactly where he's going, because what I see on the screen is what is the information that he's being provided. So he is really using the BlackBerry device in the same fashion a sighted person would use it without any TTS or any sound.
Sure. Speaking of sighted assistance, there's been some talk about how the installation process seems to require some sighted assistance. I know this also was the case perhaps for some of the earlier versions of the other mobile screen readers. So mm-hmm. Are there limitations that are requiring that at this point?
Well, right now, and we're definitely going to be looking at different strategy. Right now, the way it was set up with respect to being able to load the software and register the software, we needed to take to consider two steps. It was impossible to just do it in one step. And that's something that we need to look into part of that development to say, okay, how can we improve this to make the user experience much easier and much faster? At this moment, the way it works is step one is downloading the software. So it's Oratio for BlackBerry software. Once it's installed on the device, it does not automatically grant you access to the TTS. You need to register your Oratio license to unlock the TTS that is within the device once you've loaded the Oratio software. And that unfortunately, the way it works is, and I'm saying unfortunately, that's how we designed it, and this is what we'll need to look into and shed a little bit more light into how we can make that much simpler, automatic. But the way it will work is the user, once they've installed the Oratio software, we'll be given a product serial number code that we need to they filter. Basically, it's not HumanWare that filters this. This is all done from the website. They enter that code into the website edit field for the license key generation, and the key is automatically generated. But the part that I say unfortunately is that while that during that process the smartphone with Oratio, it's still not talking until you put in your registration key properly. And once the registration key is entered, then it unlocked the TTS, and Oratio takes over, and it starts from the Oratio getting started wizard, takes you into the BlackBerry getting started wizard, and then it becomes, as I said, fully audible and usable. But that's the only time the first installation that a visually impaired user will need the help of a sighted assistance, unfortunately.
Is that
thereafter? But the thing to consider is thereafter, any updates that will come, it will be done through download. It will be done very seamlessly. But once it's unlocked, then it's unlocked. They don't. They'll be able to do any updates, install any other application with the, as I said, Oratio being there to support them.
Is there a hardware limitation why that screen with the registration code couldn't talk, or is that related to? I know there's also not a free trial for the product at this point. Are those related or?
Well, I would say it's not a question of memory or free trial. It's just a question of how we I would say Oratio installation procedure works and the TTS permission. Those are right now are separate. They're not into one. So it means that the TTS does not come necessarily with the software. It's pre-installed on the device, and the device needs to be unlocked to authorize a TTS to work in Symbios with Oratio. And that's the reason why, until, as I said, we're able to find a solution to add the TTS embedded into the software, which would be one solution that we could look, then it means that those two applications are separate until the license key puts them back together. And that's basically the main reason why we need to do a two-step process for the registration.
Sure. I saw several pages in the manual devoted to a lot of different configuration options that are available in Oratio. So I'm going to give you a moment to talk about some of the customizations that are available.
Well, and once again, I'm not a BlackBerry expert either. We don't sell the devices. We manufacture and sell the software. But of course, working with the BlackBerry smartphone, we want to make the visually impaired BlackBerry user experience as easy as possible. So what we've basically described is how to customize the device right from the get-go to allow the first experience of a BlackBerry user, especially if it's the first time for a visually impaired user on a BlackBerry device, to get a good experience, understand how the trackball works, and understanding how to navigate from one application to the next. So by default, when you get a BlackBerry device, the trackpad and trackball we talked about a few moments ago, you can custom set the sensitivity of the navigation, so moving up, down, left, and right. By default, it sets at 70 out of 100. So we recommend first-time users to go into the settings and change that to the lowest setting, which is 20. That way, as you're scrolling with your finger on a trackball or the trackpad, you're moving much slower from one application to the next, which means that you're not jumping. At 70, as I said, if you're doing a big, if you're swiping your finger on the trackpad, you will probably jump four or five different applications on a single pass, and that's one of the feature, the custom set feature that we're requesting people to change. The other one is there is an accessibility application part of the device as well that will allow the user instead of having multiple icon per screen, you can actually change that to just one icon at the time. It takes a little bit longer, especially if you have multiple icons, let's say 25 or 30 icons on your device, but it will also allow you to be sure that you're moving one icon at the time as swiping the trackpad or the trackball. And these are two of the custom set, and these are custom sets from the device itself. It's nothing to do with Oratio. It's the device allows you to do that. The other one as well that we do mention, which is very important, and it's part of our quick getting started wizard as a user gets and loads Oratio for BlackBerry, is the fact that by default, manufacturer in default, when the device comes out, there is a button on on the right-hand side of the device called the right convenience key that is by default set to camera settings. And that needs to be changed because that button with a ratio is your right convenience key that allows you to use multiple shortcuts to custom set, once again, your Oratio application or user interface without having to go into the Oratio software application each time. So these are the different settings or application settings that we recommend. And those are just recommendation, by the way. We're not telling people that's what they need to do, but we're recommending them to use that to make their experience much richer and much easier from the get-go. After that, I mean, once they get really used to the device and from the beta testing feedback that I got, I mean, it took about a week to 2 weeks learning curve to fully understand how it works. And I'm saying, you know, if you're using it on a regular basis, it probably going to be less than a week. And people were, you know, people put all the settings back to what it was because that's how they wanted to be able to use it and making sure they had no limitation whatsoever.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about the price, $449 retail here in the U.S., a little bit higher than the other mobile phone solutions. What do you think justifies that, or is it because it's, like you said before, you're forging ahead with a new type of operating system?
Well, first solution for BlackBerry devices. It's a first screen reading solution. As everybody knows, been long into the development process. There's four businesses behind the development of this. So of course there's we wanted to make sure that we were going to put the proper expertise behind the development of this solution to be able to have a good solution right from the get-go and once again build from that. So that drive pretty much that's I would say the key factor that justified the price, and of course for us it's a business decision as to how for the first introduction how can we what pricing, what is a price point that makes sense for us to be able to you know, like any businesses, to be able to cover some of the expenses we've incurred, and let's see how the market the market reacts to this solution. If it's a very good solution and we're seeing people really being more than interested in purchasing the solution, as we're once again moving forward, we'll be definitely be able to offer a solution at cheaper cost. That being said, the one thing that we didn't necessarily mention in any of our communication as well is because we this is something that we're working on the marketing side, is with respect to volume. And of course, I'm talking more enterprise. Once again, with this first release, I'm not talking more enterprise business deal. But if we're looking at corporate, large corporate government channels that are looking for volume licenses for their employees, visually impaired employees, we do have different pricing solution for that as well. But the $449, and I know that people once again compare it to what's available on the market right now. I don't remember what Mobile Speak and Talk sold for when they were first introduced to the market, but it was with the same strategy, saying, you know, you need to factor in all the development costs, and it's when it's not just from one company, you've got three and four different companies behind this, you need to be able to factor that in as well, because it's adding to the cost and adding to the solution, adding to the cost of the solution you want to provide.
Sure. Are there talks with any of the carriers as far as offering a bundled solution with a new contract or anything like that?
We're absolutely doing in the U.S. We're also looking in Europe, but in the U.S. we've approached AT&T and Verizon. Right now, we're in negotiation with them. We're just talking. There has been no commitment from any front. We need to once again talk with them and see if a ratio is a solution that they're interested in providing to their visually impaired customers or BlackBerry, should say, enterprise customers, and we'll definitely be able to announce any type of partnership that comes out of it. But at this moment, we're in a negotiation phase, and we don't have anything to how can I say this? I can't commit to any anything that's been discussed at this moment, because we haven't reached any decision with neither of the phone carriers. But the two carriers I can tell you that we've talked to and made a little bit more progress is AT&T and Verizon.
Sure, sure. When it comes to upgrades, as far as I mentioned the manual also about minor versus major upgrades. Do you foresee some of these fixes, such as like the HTML email or the web browser, or some of these things, will these come out as a free upgrade, or is that something that people are going to have to pay for in addition to the license that they have now?
Well, the HTML and web browser, although those would be major upgrades, absolutely. That's been a little bit part of our communication from earlier on when we introduced it at NFB this summer, the NFB conference. We will make the web browsing, once it's available, that will be a free upgrade. We won't charge for that because we've been announcing it as being of the first release, and then we had to backtrack a little bit based on the development reality. And we were only able to offer partial support for the web and not full support. We are, once again, focusing on adding more devices right now, and the web browser is on the roadmap, is our second priority to bring forth to the market. So HTML, that's a different story. Once again, this is something that we need to be able to look into. I'm not sure how fast we're going to be able to adapt or bring this into the accessibility application to be sure to have the client, the user, choose between, you know, plain text or HTML. But as that becomes available, once again, that will definitely be a free upgrade that we will provide to the market.
Sure. One more clarification of something that's been a rumor that's been passed around. Is there an option to move your license from one device to another, as you know, every year or two you get a new BlackBerry? Will there be options for that, or?
At this moment, and I'll be very honest, at this moment, no. Because, once again, because the device, the software, ratio software, and the TTS is two separate applications, it's impossible to move the license from one device to the next. We know that, you know, users will want, on average, people will change their BlackBerry device every 18 to 24 months. And this is definitely something that the marketing department and the marketing team will be looking into. Right now, the communication is that no, we cannot do this at this moment, but it doesn't mean that within 18 to 24 months we won't have a different solution for that. Right now, the way it works is that every device produce a unique code line or unique serial number for the registration that we need for the registration process, and that license becomes tagged with that given device.
Okay.
So it's impossible to, you know, as I said, to take that license out and install it on a different device.
All right. Before we go, I wanted to give you a chance to respond to the Accessible BlackBerry community and Carlos Palomino about your involvement on their mailing list, or if you guys are going to have plans to add to have a BlackBerry support mailing list for Oratio.
That's something that we've talked with RIM about. That's something I'll be honest with you. I need to re-engage. We are looking at our own, of course, news, what I call the news wire on Oratio. I think, and I won't speak for RIM. This is something that RIM needs to decide on their side, on their own, if they're going to be able to provide and support such a list. I know that they do have lists for other accessibility solutions. So, once again, I'll make a presumption here that it's something that they might want to look into. I can say that the Oratio application will be available on BlackBerry App World by the end of the month, and that's probably what will prompt a discussion with RIM to look into an accessibility either blog or an accessibility newswire on their side as well. But I know for them, respect to support as well on this. I mean, RIM will want to offer the solution on their app world, but the support for Oratio for BlackBerry comes from HumanWare. And of course, that, you know, I would say that the HumanWare Oratio newswire would probably be a more pertinent site or link for people that wants to know more about Oratio for BlackBerry. But of course, if they, you know, they're seeking more information on the BlackBerry, they need to turn back to RIM, because we're not providing full information, full support on the device itself.
Well, the Newswire, that's an announcement only list, though, correct? Is there going to be a discussion list for users?
Oh, a discussion list. Okay. That's something that I mentioned a little bit in the beginning. That's something that I'll want to do on HumanWare will want to take responsibility for. Most of our product we've done, we try to do that as well, and we are definitely looking to set one up. I think right now it's a very early stage. I did want, and it's my that's my decision to wanted to wait until we released the software, but I do want to have a little bit more users to be able to be on that list and people to share the information so that, you know, people wanting to know more about it before they make the purchase will be able to refer to. But right now, as I said, it's very early into the product release, so I would say this is something that we will want to set up a month to 2 months into after the release, post-release, to have enough feedback or enough people to come on and comment about their experience with Ratio for BlackBerry.
Sure. As far as early adopters, have you had much discussion with the users over at AccessibleBB.com as far as Accessible BlackBerry users?
I would say, I mean, we've discussed most of the feedback was based on the market testing, the market seeding we've done with the beta testing. So I didn't necessarily okay. got involved specifically with BB.com, AccessibilityBB.com. No.
Okay. Finally, who do you place blame as far as all the delays that have been happening, or do you regret the timing of, you know, announcing the product a year before it actually was released, or even more than that, or is there some things that you would have done differently looking back at it?
Well, looking back at it, that's a tricky question here. Done things differently, I would definitely have probably waited a little bit more. I know we've been talking about this. This is something that's been up in discussion with even before we started on the development side.
Yeah,
I think that, as I said earlier on, it was a learning experience for all parties and partners involved in the development of this solution. And of course, I think we might have announced the solution. We definitely wanted to let the people know that we were working on this, but, you know, we might have the announcement and communication we took over the last year might have been a little bit too much oriented towards more of a we're almost ready to launch instead of just saying, this is what the development is all about. This is where we are. We should have probably talked a little bit more about the development side than the coming to market. That's what I would have probably done differently. And yeah, as I said, not announce it, availability or availability of the product, or start, you know, building around this solution as we did a year before the release. And I would say that's what I would have probably done differently. But as I said, the development side, the development experience, there is nobody really to blame here, because as I said, working with four partners is very different than working on with just one manufacturer on a I would say a platform that is well known to the market. That's that you have different solution and an application that you can use on your development side. With this project, we had to build pretty much everything from scratch. Everything from for all partners. All partners brought in something unique and from I say scratch or the beginning, because it was unknown territory as we started the development of this this project.
Sure.
So there's not really any blame to put on a specific. I would say it's more how the communication of it was done, and as I said, it probably should have been more around the development than trying to put a lot of emphasis on the availability, the soon to come availability of the product.
Sure. Any final thoughts or a message that you would like to give to users?
Well, I'll probably repeat myself from the beginning. All I can say is I'm extending my gratitude to all the partners involved in this, because it's been a long process. RIM, Research in Motion, Code Factory has put in a lot of, and HumanWare has put in a lot of human resources, time, and money as well. I think we came and we're offering the market with a very stable and very good solution, although it is not necessarily fully oriented to both enterprise and individual, I think a ratio for BlackBerry definitely brings a new solution for devices, BlackBerry devices, that was not available from the get-go. So we're very pleased with the solution we're offering the market. And all I can say is HumanWare, Research in Motion, and Code Factory are definitely committed in supporting this this application, building from it from its original and released platform, and being able to provide much more solution, much more application. I know that there's been a lot of talks about third-party application not being supported. We will definitely look into this, but keep in mind that all the communication that we've done, we've said from the beginning, we never mentioned third-party application. We've always talked about core BlackBerry application. So I want the market to know that we are going to be building from this. This is not just one release and that's it. We're leaving the product as is. We are going to be introducing more devices. As RIM introduced them to the market, we will work to support those not 6 months or 8 months after, but we'll try to do that in a very quick manner. RIM stays committed, very committed in working on their accessibility application that will provide us more access to the applications and the Java platform, so that we can improve the solution that it's out there. And as I said, you got to look at this as being the first time solution for such smartphone devices, and we can only build from there and work towards making this solution very close to the talks and the mobile speaks that most users are known and have been using until now.
Well, Michelle, I definitely appreciate your insight and willingness to talk to our users today. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
That was Michelle Pepin, Product Manager for HumanWare, talking about the release of Oratio for BlackBerry smartphones. If you wish to comment on this or any other posts that we make, just visit blindbargains.com. For Blind Bargains, I'm JJ Meadow.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.